Cape Talk.
Food. We're delighted to have another talented chef and entertainer joining us in studio in just a couple of minutes. But before I introduce him, we've got some foodie news hot off the press. I don't know about you, when I'm looking for kitchen gadgets for my own kitchen, or if I'm wanting to buy a special gift for someone who loves being in the kitchen, the place I always turn to is the online retailer Yuppie Chef. And I was both surprised and delighted to hear this morning that after years trading in cyberspace, they're actually about to open their first bricks and mortar store. And it's going to be right here in Cape Town. The shop opens at Willowbridge Shopping Centre in Tiger Valley on the 1st of October. On the line with me is Andrew Smith, co-founder of Yuppie Chef. Andrew, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Pippa.
Please remind our listeners of the story of Yuppie Chef, because I think it's a brand that we've kind of taken for granted is there and is the go-to place for kitchen stuff. But I think a lot of people have forgotten that this brand actually began kind of born in your living room with only 12 items on the site, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. We just had our 11th birthday, so it was in 2006, and my other co-founder, Shane Dryden, we're definitely not celebrity chefs like your next guest. Our background was in technology, and we were starting to think about selling things online, and we thought, well, I wonder if there are products that chefs might use in their kitchens, but ordinary people don't have access to. And we went to a friend who was a chef, and we said, what do you use in your kitchen? And we ended up starting the site with a very small range of products. And we went live from my lounge, as you say, in August 2006. And the first sale was to my mom. We very slowly started growing. It certainly wasn't an overnight success, but I think in time we were selling products that people couldn't get a hold of in other stores, and we were trying to provide great service and fast turnaround, and it grew into quite a sort of known and sizable brand, and as you say, almost entirely online. We have had a few people come into our offices in Westlake and buy things, but we've never been in physical retail until, well, now, 1st of October.
Now, what's prompted that move? Because most traffic, if I can put it that way, is in the other direction, from retail spaces realizing they need to offer an online component. What has made you decide you actually need to have a physical retail outlet?
Yeah, I think that you can't really be a retailer these days without having some sort of online as part of your strategy. People want to be able to look things up on their phones and their computers and their tablets and buy them online or look them up and then go into the store. But I think it's not really about being online or being offline. I think retail these days, and certainly going forward into the next years, is about both. We call that omnichannel, where it means that whatever channel you as the customer want to interact with the retailer, it must be right there. And as much as we, you know, being online and being e-commerce allowed us to grow from our lounge into a national brand, and it had all of the advantages of a huge range and fast delivery and long service hours and things like that, there 98% or so of retail in South Africa is still done in physical stores. And so we were ahead of the curve in terms of going online, but South Africans still like shopping. They like going into shopping centers or stores and the immediacy of the purchase, or being able to talk to a person about getting some advice about the product. And then at other times, they want to sit at their desk and shop online. So we feel that it's time for our brand to become a retailer and not an e-commerce company or a physical retailer, but just the retailer of the future.
That implies, Andrew, that store number one at Willowbridge won't be the only one.
We certainly hope so. There's a lot of people, as we made the announcement today, they're on our Facebook page and they're sending us emails and saying, what about Pretoria and what about Johannesburg and what about Durban? And, you know, this has been a huge project for us this year, and we're learning a lot, and not just because it's our first store, but because we're really trying to do something innovative and interesting and different, and we want the store to be something special. And so our focus has been on this first launch, and assuming that it works and assuming that customers come and get value from it, there will be more stores. But we, at this stage, we're not promising timelines or locations. We're going to have to just see where the journey takes us.
Andrew Smith, co-founder of Yuppie Chef, thanks for the update. And remember, you can catch the opening of their first bricks and mortar store on the 1st of October at Willowbridge Shopping Centre in Tiger Valley. They are also going to run things like wedding registries, monthly food and craft beer and wine subscriptions. There's a test kitchen in store, so should be an exciting spot to check out, as well as continuing to shop on their website.